You're listening to Rise Up Radio, the People's Peace and Justice radio station on WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City. Joining us now to discuss another case of unjust immigrant detention is Families for Freedom organizer Arti Shahani. Arti has been working with the family of Juan Jimenez, who was deported to the Dominican Republic 16 hours after reporting to Federal Plaza to complete his citizenship requirements.
Good morning, Arti. Are you on the line?
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Can you tell us a little bit about why Families for Freedom was formed and
sure.
What the kind of work you do is?
Sure. So Families for Freedom is a network of immigrants facing and fighting deportation. Our members are from the Caribbean, Latin America, and South Asia, getting deported for different reasons. And we formed because every one of our members is someone personally going through detention and deportation. And we felt like there aren't very many places for people to go to, first of all, for help and support, and secondly, to politically mobilize.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell us a little bit more specifically about the case of Juan Jimenez?
Sure. Juan's case is, I think, outstanding in some senses, and then just symptomatic of what's going on in other senses. Juan Jimenez came to the U.S., to New York, as a teenager. And he lived here with his family, thought everything was okay. He had a green card, you know, a legal permanent resident card that to him was a guarantee that he's safe living in this country. When he was 18, as soon as he turned 18, he applied for U.S. citizenship. He passed the test. He was actually getting ready to go into the armed forces. He very much felt like a part of U.S. society. And frankly, the Army for him, as it is for a lot of people, it was the only way to sort of pull out of economic disadvantage. So Juan passed the naturalization test, and he got a letter saying, come into Federal Plaza. So he assumed, oh, this is to go pick up my citizenship certificate. He went to Federal Plaza. He was detained right there, and within 16 hours, he was deported to the Dominican Republic. This deportation happened just 4 days after he turned 19 years old. And so now what's happening is ever since he was deported over the summer, his family, especially his cousin Mariana Tapia, who's a college student in New York, has been mobilizing, getting letters of support, really going across Washington Heights, getting petitions signed, and through those petitions educating the community as well about this is what happened to Juan, this is what can happen to other people, and this is, in fact, what is happening to other people.
And how has this been happening to other people? There have been about 13,000 deportations in the year or so since the special registrations, there have been more.
When you're talking about deportations, in the last 7 years, and I say 7 years because the rise in deportations really started back in 1996, and a lot of people don't know so much about that. Since 1996, over a million people have been deported, okay? In the year 2002 alone, 180,000 people were deported. And so Dominicans alone, you're talking about 18,000 Dominicans deported in the last 7 years, and Juan is just one of them. And Dominicans are the most deported community in New York. In terms of how is this happening, the federal government right now is really looking for ways to uproot immigrant communities of color, and they're using different policies, different enforcement tactics, et cetera, to target people. So one thing that they launched a few months ago was called the Absconder Apprehension Initiative. And under the Absconder Initiative, people with outstanding deportation orders, people that were ordered deported in the past, are now being targeted by the government because the government claims, oh, well, they haven't complied, and now they should get out of the country. But what people don't seem to – what the government isn't being forthright about, though, is that plenty of the people that are so-called absconders are people that have family here, people that have been trying to gain legal status, or people that were ordered deported without even knowing it. So Juan, for example, was never in a courtroom. He was never ordered deported in his presence, so it was a big surprise to him. And we've been getting a flood of calls from people left and right with that situation, and people who are now terrified of going to Federal Plaza, of trying to fill out any papers, people that are terrified of driving because they're afraid, you know, I might actually get deported through this initiative. And so I think that, you know, what we're seeing in New York increasingly is this real fear of in immigrant communities of entering public spaces, of going to school, of going to work, of living and breathing just like any human being would.
Can you tell us quickly, sort of, has any reason been given to to Juan or his family for his deportation? What have they cited?
Right. The government claims that he was deported because he had an old deportation order. But according to their records, apparently, he was ordered deported in an immigration court when he was 14 years old, and he wasn't even present during the proceedings. That's illegal. And so what's really terrible about it is that it's clearly illegal, and I think that it's pretty easy to actually prove that it's illegal, because you can't deport a 14-year-old. You can't be a minor when you're being deported like that. But the problem is that even if it is illegal, that does not mean that Juan has the right to reenter in and of itself. So right now, Mariana and her family and we are working on trying to enable Juan to actually come back in the country through a student visa, because, you know, his papers were basically taken away from him. And what's challenging about that you know, you see this in Suleiman's situation as well, is that international students are really losing their rights. You know, you think of New York City as a place that's very sort of cosmopolitan, people from all over the world, but increasingly the government's really trying to make it so that if you're from a different country, whether it's Arab, Muslim, South Asian, Latino, African, whatever, you're going to have a really tough time getting back in.
Even if you have family here, yeah.
Even if, exactly.
Right. You organized a rally in support of Juan and other detainees last September. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us real quick what's been happening since then, and what can listeners do to support Juan and people like him?
Okay, well, the rallies continue to happen. We have rallies, I'd say, nearly monthly on different people's cases. We collect letters of support for people. And the hope with these rallies is that it'll keep alive the struggles of different families and the greater cause in sort of in the public. And people continue to realize this is happening. This is not just about September 11th, and this is targeting all communities of color in particular. If people want to be supportive of Juan or the family, I really encourage you to give us a call. Unfortunately, we don't have a website up yet, but we're still collecting letters of support from organizations as well as individuals. And we also, the family is very happy to go and speak at different forums about their situation and are able to in Spanish and English. Our telephone number is 212-898-4121, so please feel free to give a call.
Thank you. Families for Freedom.
Listen to Rise Up Radio. We'll be back with more from Urban Word.